Father, we love you, we thank you, we glorify you. Thank you for the honor. It's an honor and a privilege to be called a soldier of Jesus Christ. When as Paul declared to Timothy, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We're fighting this good fight, and we're staying on course, and we're going to finish this race strong in the name of the Lord Jesus. Today, Lord, we are together here to use your word in prayer. We declare that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. And today, Lord, together, glory to God, you said, if any two of us shall agree as touching anything that we shall ask, that you will do it. And we come together, Lord, in united faith to believe God together to build up today our spiritual defense systems. We give you, Lord, praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to be praying over some matters. But first, I want to just share the scriptures on certain aspects to encourage us, you know, to suit up. Suit up in prayer, you know, put on the whole armor of God, just like, you know, Paul admonished in Ephesians chapter 6. Look, this life that we are in, you know, we're in a battle. You know, we're in spiritual warfare all the time. And we can't just relax or fold our arms, sit back, you know, and just think that everything's going to be all right. No, it will be, but we're going to have to do something about it to make it so. And we've got to earnestly contend in prayer. And earnestly contend for the faith that was delivered unto us. We got to earnestly contend for the promises of God. Everything, you know, as we see in scriptures that God has given us must, you know, be earnestly contended for. We can't just say, okay, well, God has promised this, so therefore it's going to be. Maybe so. But if the devil has something, you know, about that, he's going to make sure it does not come to pass. So we have got to also roll up our sleeves and get in the fight. We have to engage. Praise the Lord. And I believe in my heart that, and even the scriptures will prove it, the more that we can spend time in prayer, the greater our chances of avoiding many pitfalls and many things that enemy would bring. The prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. Well, others will just pass on and then stuff will happen to them. And we must be prudent in the spirit. We must let God show us things. And when God does show, well, we got to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We go into prayer, though, knowing that we have already won. See, that's again, we were dealing with paradoxes. And we haven't finished that lesson today. I mean, yet today I was going to continue that, you know, but then Holy Spirit said, no, we're going to, it's a call to prayer today. But one of the paradoxes is also, you know we already have the victory, but we must continue to pray. So that's how it works. God already promised Elijah the rain, and he already heard and, you know, he heard it. He saw it in the spirit, but he had to contend, Bible said, earnestly in prayer for that which God already promised and that which he already knew was coming. But yet, had to contend. The life of the powerful warriors that we saw in the scriptures, Jesus Christ himself, well, was a life of always contending in prayer in order to get through. And Jesus already knew who he was. He already knew, you know, what the Father sent him to do. And he already knew all those things that must happen. And he knew that he's gotten the victory because, you know, the children of God were given to him before the world even began. I and the children you have given me are for signs and wonders. But yeah, I don't travail in prayer, you know, to get them out from under the grips of the devil. But told in Luke chapter 22 and verse 44 that he was praying at one point in the garden, just about, you know, almost, you know, ready to go to the cross. He knew that people were coming to get him. And he prayed in prayer, travailing until, you know, sweat was coming out of his head like blood. And that is some prayer. I don't know if any of you have prayed like that before, sweating blood. And he prayed and he got it too. Praise God. And we must build up our spiritual defenses from time to time. You know, oftentimes we just, you know, pray casual prayers and move on. That may not always be enough. There are times when we must really get in there and pray. Battle prayers, not just, you know, easy prayers. Sometimes you have to fight. You know, the enemy is not going to give up what he has. Jesus told us those parables. You know, he said, look, a strong man, when he keepeth his goods, you know, and he keeps his palace, because his prisoners bound up, he's not going to give them up easily. No. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him, and that's right, now the stronger man will bind him. First, he has to bind that other strong man, bind him, and then spoil his goods and his armor. Take away his armor in which he trusted and spoil his goods. That's right. So now we find that, you know, the spoil, the stronger man has come to spoil the spoiler. And that's how you do it. And we know, I know that we know these things, you know, so I just want to admonish us to do this more and more from time to time. And whenever God calls for this, there's a reason. Praise God. It's always a reason, you know, that the Lord, we have to be listening though. Be listening, you know, to the Holy Spirit to see what he's saying. Praise God. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? Well, you know, you got to cover yourself with that fire. You got to be in the midst of that fire. Isaiah 4 and 5 says, upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon all her assemblies shall the Lord create the shining of the flaming fire by night, you know, and the cloudy pillar by day. You know, upon all his people, he will put a defense. Glory, the glory of God shall be a defense. Now we got to build up that spiritual defense systems from time to time. Dwelling with the devouring fire. Isaiah 33 and 14. You know, dwelling with everlasting burnings. Well, we got to get in there and also contend. And you know, David, you know, was a man that learned and knew how to contend even from an early age. Not only did he contend in prayer, but he contended physically. You know, he prayed at times, and his prayer, some kind of power behind it that caused God to do great stuff. You know, he said, well, I prayed and the Lord heard me. And the Lord stirred himself up. God thundered from the heavens. You know, and I often say, wow, can your prayer do that? I mean, can you pray and you lift up a voice on high that will make God to thunder from the heavens? That will make him to blast from his nostrils? That will make him to stand up, you know, and cause the earth to shake, you know, because of your prayer? Can you do it? Well, you know, David knew how to do it. Of course, he also knew how to praise the Lord. You know, his praises always went before. And people who learned how to, you know, exalt the Lord with prayer, I mean with praise, let that go before, enter into his courts with praise, come before his presence with thanksgiving and so on. And you know how to do it like that, and you back it up with, you know, strong prayer, you know, contending prayer, prayer that will not be denied. And the combination of that is a powerful force. Hezekiah, in his days, when he faced the taunting of Sennacherib and Rabshakeh, you know, he said, well, thou Lord God, thou art the God, even thou, of all anywhere else, thou art the God alone. There's no one like you. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Now you come to God, tell him those things. The Bible says that God will in turn flex his arms, his holy arm and his right hand, and got him the victory. It's kind of like he flexes those arms, show you his muscles. That's right. And he said in Isaiah 62 and verse 8, he said, I have sworn. Huh. Glory to God. Now, God, I always say this every time I read that. Now, look, God doesn't need to swear anything. If he says it, it's a done deal. You know, so, but when he says, I have sworn, at the right hand of my power and the right hand of my holiness, well, you know, then you know that this is a serious matter. And God is saying it to give you assurance. That's right. It's like God puts his arm on the table and let's see if the devil can arm wrestle him down. Can't do it. You know, God said, I have sworn by, you know, myself and my right hand, the arm of my strength. Surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thy enemy. Now that's surely. You know, a lot of times we fall victim to the enemy in many areas. Even some of us work so hard and yet, you know, nothing to show for it. You know, it's kind of like in the days of Gideon, you know, the children of Israel were working so hard, threshing the wheat and so forth. And Midianites get in there, bully them, take all their labor. You wait for them to finish everything and then get in there and take it from them. And the Lord said, well, no more. Glory to God. You know, I will no longer give thy corn to be meat for thy enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine for the which thou hast labored. Glory to God. But they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. And we got to remind God of these things. You know, when you are, you know, working hard and the things, the enemy is just, you know, stealing what would have been the rewards of your hard work. And it seems almost like you're earning money to put it in a bag of holes. I mean, you earn money, you're doing well, you're working hard, but then, you know, you got to spend all this money fixing up all kinds of problems, you know, that the devil's bringing away. Well, that's the enemy, you know, putting hand, you know, into your hard labor. And that must stop. Glory to God. And, you know, sometimes our children, those are the ones we need to pray for. You know, the enemy is always waging war upon our children, you know, and so forth. You know, we got to contend. We got to fight. You know, even in nature, sometimes I watch, I see how, you know, in nature, how they protect their young ones. You know, better don't mess with, you know, the young ones. They're ready to fight you to the end. The mothers are. And blessed be the mothers in our lives, even on this day. Mothers, those powerful women we have in our lives, they're ready to lay down their lives. And they do it too daily for their children. And we're so blessed to have powerful, powerful women of faith in our lives. They stand daily at the watchpost for their children, for their families, for their husbands, And every one of us too must be doing the same. Even the children must be ready to speak with the enemies in the gates. And together we must be a great army. This song we sang of him at the beginning. So, well, together, you know, we must come together like that powerful Joel's army. Joel talked about in Joel chapter 3. I mean, they're ready to fight. And they walk together, you know, in unity. None of them shall break their ranks. And they don't, thrust one another or jostle for this or that. No. Everybody, you know, in their own position. Praise God. The body working and functioning together. And there are many things, you know, that we have prayer needs about that we must often pray. And sometimes some of them are kingdom matters that we got to pray about. For instance, we got this September to Remember event that's coming. That's a kingdom matter, you know, that we must contend for in prayer. And then we got our daily lives. And Jesus showed us all these things in his prayer pattern. He said, you know, when you pray, pray after this manner. Yeah, you give glory to God. Say, hallowed be thy name. And then the next thing, you go into kingdom matters. Thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. The will of God be done. Well, then you switch to your personal matters. Give us this day. Hallelujah. And so he covered everything. Then you pray for protection. You know, keep us from evil. Deliver us from evil. Lead us not into temptation. You pray for even spiritual guidance and so on and so forth. I mean, so he put all these things out there that we should be always be praying about and praying for. Now, you know, Jesus oftentimes he would see things coming. And he, you know, like when he saw the disciples, he saw that how one of them, I mean, one by one, they would deny him. And, you know, he knew it too, because the scripture said, well, smite the shepherd and scatter the flock. So Jesus already knew that that was going to happen. So he said to them, well, you know, you all are going to scatter and leave me all by myself tonight. And because of that, he said, you should pray. You know, rather than praying, they were sleeping. You know, I know their hearts were sorrowful. One rendition says that, you know, they were sleeping because they were sorrowful. Their hearts were heavy. They couldn't pray. Well, that's the time you should pray even more. Now, don't fall into that same error. Now, when you are sorrowful, you don't pray. And then you fold your arms. No. James would write us some prescriptions in James chapter 5. Say, look, if any man is sorrowful, let him pray. That's not the time for you to, you know, do anything else. You must pray. There are a lot of things that, you know, challenge our joy. You know, situations that we face in life will challenge your joy, try to take that joy from you. Jesus said in himself, John 10 and 10, that devil comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. It's there, you know. Steal your joy, kill your dreams, destroy your life, everything. And then, you know, one day everything is going well. The next day, boom, something evil happens. Some, you know, tragedy. Look, we've got to pray to avert these strategies, you know. So because the Bible says that the angel of the Lord encamps around those that fear the Lord and deliver them from evil. And we got to pray, you know, that our hearts will be aligned into fearing the Lord. Unite my heart, O Lord, you know, with the word of God, to be contrite and to tremble at your word, to fear the Lord. That guarantees the presence of the delivering angel around you. Glory to God. And, you know, there are some things that we can't even fight against because we don't even know. They're there. That's why you pray in the spirit. There are some things you pray in the spirit that you don't even know is out there. Something that's going to happen in the day that you don't know about. Well, you pray in the spirit ahead of time. Jesus always rising early. Mark 1 and 35, before it was daytime, he would rise up early, go out there and pray. Glory to God. You already knew you had the victory, but why do you have to pray? Well, that's how you do it. You know, you pray and pray and pray. You know, the life of the believer is a life of prayer. And this platform must also be a platform of prayer. And when we started, it was also a platform of prayer. You know, the Lord said, you know, crank up the fire. Every day, well, that's prayer fire too. And don't let it go out every single day. Stand, you know, upon our watch. One of the prophets, Habakkuk, he said, I will stand upon my watch. I will see what the Lord will answer me. Well, Isaiah also called, you know, upon prayer intercessors. He said, ye, Isaiah 62. Verses 6 and 7, you know, those of you that God has commissioned for into prayer, all of us should be like that too, but some people have a heavier prayer mantle upon them. Say, well, stand upon your watch and pray and give the Lord no rest. Glory to God. You know, don't stop. So non-stop your mind all the time. Even when you're doing other things, you know, your mind is in prayer. And praise God. And God is looking for people like that. He said, look, I sought for a man to make up the hedge. I looked for one, but I found none. Well, if the Lord is looking for, you know, prayer and intercessors and he finds none, well, that's not a good thing. So let's get in the gap of prayer for yourself, your family. And it's not just your family, you know, that you must pray for all the time. I mean, your immediate local family. You know, if you want to pray for your family, well, all your brethren, all your brothers and sisters in Christ, they are your family too. You know, well, some people, you know, we only remember to pray for our husband, our wife, our sons, our daughters. No. What about your brethren? Praise the Lord. And, you know, so we got to pray for one another. We got to pray for one another. And you got to pray over matters arising, you know, not leave anything up to chance. Anything is brewing, you got to pray against anything that the enemy is planning. The devil is always scheming. The devil doesn't take a vacation. Why should we in prayer? We must always pray. Praise the Lord. So today we're going to do some of that, call forth some of that prayer fire, build up some of those you know, defense systems. He say, who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire among everlasting burnings? His munitions. You know. Let's read it again. You're building up strong fortresses, defense systems. It's what we need to build up in prayer. And that's what we're going to do today. Just a brief exhortation. Encourage us to get in the fight. That's what this is about. Praise God. He said, look, he that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding a breath. Same thing that the psalmist said, who shall ascend to the hill of the Almighty? And so forth. Well, he that has a pure heart and clean hands and all these things, backbiteth not with his tongue, you know, and stoppeth his ears from hearing oppression and his eyes from seeing evil. He shall dwell on high, his place of defense. This is what we must build up. Place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. You know, it's like you're building a fortress. A mighty fortress is our God. One hymn says that. You know, you're building up a fortress in prayer. That's how you do it. We may not have physical weapons because, you know, Paul reminded us that, look, your fight is not always physical. It's not always in the physical. Wrestle not physically, you know, against flesh and blood. But our fight is spiritual. Glory to God. And in the spiritual realm, we actually have an advantage. You may be at a disadvantage in the physical realm, but in the spiritual realm, you have an advantage. The advantage is prescribed to us in many scriptures, similar to Ephesians 2 and 6, that remind us, you know, that, you know, we are seated You know, God has raised us up and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, you know. So, and then we're also told that this same Christ Jesus himself, you know, has been raised up far above principalities and power. Now, if we are seated in him, then we have an advantage. But the vantage point is in the spiritual realm only through prayer. You have no advantage, you know, in the strength. He said, the prophet Zechariah reminded us, he said, look, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. Well, might and power means, you know, armor, flesh and swords and spears and those things. No, that's not how we do it. We're not into that kind of fight, but we are in a fight, you know, and your fight is spiritual. You will wrestle. And there are different kinds of wrestling that we must do. Sometimes you got to wrestle your own flesh down. And sometimes you got to wrestle with the Lord. Sometimes you get to wrestle against the principalities and powers. And there's all kinds of wrestling in prayer. And sometimes you got to wrestle the, you know, contend, you know, for the promises of God. Say, well, yeah. And you got to sometimes get to wrestle for the life of your children. And I'm going to stand by and let the devil take that which is your devil would not do it. The devil came in, the enemy came in, took one of his flock. And I said, not on my watch. Went after the thing. David didn't care whether you're a lion or a bear. Doesn't matter to him. You take something that's mine, I'm coming after you. I'm going to get back what's mine. That's it. That was his mentality. Yeah, you know. And Amalekites and everything, they came in, they smote Ziklag with the edge of the sword. Carried away, you know, everything that they had. David said, my goodness, you know, but he looked unto the Lord. Said, Lord, what shall I do? And I pursued, Lord said, yeah. And then David got up and he went after. Glory to God. And recovered everything. The Lord told him, thou shalt surely recover all. But in his mind, it was always like that. He was the one that would never back down. You take what's mine, I'm coming after you. Glory to God. You know, so don't, we're not going to let the devil take anything that's yours. We're going to pray. Praise God. Then there are some other wrestling that we do, not because we know of any dangers, but because we got to wrestle the promises of God down. That's right. You know, in Daniel chapter 10, 21 days Daniel was praying. And he didn't know that from the beginning of his prayer, the answer was already dispatched. But God put these things in the scriptures to give us an insight. You know, sometimes, you know, God's already dispatched, but, you know, there are some, you know, elements, the spiritual forces that will, you know, wickedness, they're called high places, that will try to prevent that from getting through to you. Well, you must keep praying until you receive, you know, what is coming to you from the Lord. And we must never give up. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. You prayed yesterday, pray again today. You pray in the morning, pray again in the afternoon. You say, well, I got to pray for the same thing over and over. Well, because Jesus said so. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. You keep asking. The woman kept asking the judge, do this for me. They didn't answer her. She came back again. Do this for me. He came back again the next day. Do this for me. Well, eventually, the judge had to cave in. That's right. And Jesus told many of these examples why we must continue to ask and knock, seek, and so on. A friend went to his friend in the midnight and said, hey, knocked on the door, say, I got some visitors from out of town. Stores are closed. Can you lend me a few loaves? I'll pay you in the morning. And I said, go away. My kids are in bed. But the other man would not go away. He kept knocking. And the only way that this man would get rid of him was get up and give him what he wants. That's right. Jesus told us these things. So we must never relent in prayer. You must never. Praying for something doesn't seem to be coming. Well, you don't know whether God has dispatched it and the devil is blocking it. You don't know what it is, but give the Lord no rest until he establishes the things, what the scripture says. You prayed yesterday. Pray again about it today. That's right. Praise God. but mingle it with thanksgiving and with praise. You know, praise is that turbo booster. Glory to God. You know, Paul and Silas, they prayed and they sang praises at midnight. The next thing you know, in Acts chapter 16, angel of the Lord is there to bust them out of that prison. Glory to God. So now we're going to go into prayers. I know that all of us, every one of us, we have areas that we are needing the Lord to shine forth, give us some breakthrough and different things like that. May even be children. There are many promises. And remember what I often say, you know, you pray the promises of God. You pray the word of God. You don't just pray. You know, you got to pray the word of God. If you have children that are out there, wayward, or grandchildren, and so forth, you pray the promises of God. You know, you've done your part, but, you know, they're not responding. You're praying for them every day, but they're, you know, out there nonetheless. Well, you know, are you going to let the devil take that which is yours? Absolutely not. Glory to God. That's one scripture that you use. Thus saith the Lord, Jeremiah 31 and verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thy ears from eyes from tears. You know, that's the despair kind of weeping, not the prayer weeping. Prayer weeping is always encouraged. You know, but when you are weeping and lamenting because of a loss, that's the one you say no. You know, thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord. And that they, who are the they? Well, you find out in the next verse. They shall come again from the land of the enemy. Well, who are the they that he's talking about? Well, read it in the next verse, verse 17 of Jeremiah 31. There is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again. Talking about your children. They'll come to their own border. This is the place where you raise them up, a place of prayer. You know, place of the word. You share the word of God to them all the time. You know, and so forth. But, you know, somehow they're out there. Well, you know, the devil cannot have them. Pray a prayer that God will put a hedge around it, block their way even from going further into destruction. You know, and they go here, they stumble against the wall, and they hit the wall, it's a dead end. They go there, hit the wall, it's a dead end. Your prayer can make them do that. You know, your prayer can bring them without destruction to their wit's end. Yeah? They will not be destroyed, but the Lord take everything away from them. Till one day they come to their senses. Come back like the prodigal son. And we can raise prayer for all these things. Raise prayer for matters brewing in your life. And raise prayers every day for, you know, against accidents and different things and spiritual. You know what spiritual wickednesses are? You know, freak accidents. What people call freak accidents. But there's nothing freak about anything. There's nothing accidental. Devil is at work. You know, people are driving down the street and suddenly a tire blows out, you know, and so forth. You know, well, the devil wants to take, he say, well, if I take this one out, he'll hit that one, hit that one will hit that one. So take about five, six, seven of them out. Cars plunging into one another like that. Well, you could pray and the angel of the Lord will be there to guide you. Praise God. And to also guard you. Keep you from the evil. Blessed be the name. You can pray Psalm 91 for yourself. You say, well, because I am, you know, dwelling in the secret place of the Almighty. Where is that secret place? Well, in his word, in prayer and in praising the Lord. I mean, you got a place. There's a place where no fowl knoweth. The vulture has not been there. That's a place of prayer. You get in there with praise and you sing the high praises of God. You know, I mean, praise songs are, you know, like our battle songs. That's what they are. Going to battle, you're praising the Lord. Jehoshaphat did it. When the battle, he put the praisers ahead. Say, well, this is going to be our battle song. Praise the Lord. Say that the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. And continue to sing that in the face of everything. Glory to God. In your heart, you know that you got the victory. And then, you know, if you have major situations in your life, you pray too. You know, prayers that have been hindered or whatever, answers that are not forthcoming. Well, you pray. Jesus said, keep on praying. that the Lord's going to come through for you. Don't give up now and don't give in. Praise the Lord. And today we also want to pray, you know, for our September to remember event. You know, what is God wanting to do? Well, our hope is that God will make champions of faith out of everyone that's coming there. You come in there and you live stronger in faith. You become a greater faith warrior. That's right. Remember, 1 John 5:4, the victory that overcomes the world is your faith. We got to build that faith, building up your most holy faith. You got to do that. And Jesus said, when I come, shall I find faith? Faith is so important, so powerful. And I'm trusting and believing God that, you know, even as this platform is transforming you more and more every day, you know, to greater realms of faith, we'll be making some champions of faith, you know, even in those kind of gatherings. Praise God. And that's all it's all about. You know, we're not going to be a pushover for the devil. No, you know, that's not in my house. And that's not in your house. Devil wants to push somebody around, he can go down the street. Actually, you may not even be able to do it in your neighborhood if you have enough influence, you know, but definitely not in your house. You know, not around your house, not around your life. I'm going to give the devil, Bible says in Ephesians 4:27, give the devil no place at all. Don't even give him an inch. Don't even, you remember, what's the devil doing? He's always going around looking. See, he can't devour everybody. 1 Peter 5:8 said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is going around looking. He's looking, but he can't see you because you are covered. Glory to God. He's gone. He will mosey on down to the road, the other, find somebody else, not me. I mean, even physically, why do we put up, you know, burglary systems, you know, reinforce your doors and so forth? I mean, people in Africa do this even more so. Put gates around your doors and so forth. Why do you do it? It's a deterrent, you know? I mean, the enemy comes in there and see all that, you know, everything fortified. Well, they're going to move on down to the next house. Praise God. So we'll fortify ourselves in prayer with the glory of God. Your greatest defense system is the glory of God. Let's read together again and then we're going to pray. Isaiah 4:5. The glory of God is what defends you. Praise God. His glory can be so thick sometimes it will be seen as, you know, a fire. It's there all the time, but, you know, it might be so thick. You see it as a fire. You see it as, you know, a cloud sometimes. The glory of God. Said the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, upon all our assemblies. Dwelling place is your life, your home. Assemblies is when you gather together in church or wherever, or event or anything. The glory of God will be there for a defense. Thank you, Jesus. So today, building up our spiritual defense systems is through prayer and the word of God. Those two things must go hand in hand. Prayer alone by itself, not based upon the word of God, you know, at best, it will be wishy-washy. But when it's based upon the word of God, you know, it's what God already said. You took your time to remember the scriptures or to research, and then you use that in prayer. Huh? That can be so powerful. And what God has said that you can do, you go and do it. You know, God told Joshua, I mean, it wasn't directly to Joshua. The Lord did tell him that he would drive out his enemies before him. And God didn't tell him all the tools that he can use, but God said, I will do it. Well, Joshua used the word of the Lord, you know, command the sun to stand still. And he did it. But the Lord said, well, you can command me concerning the, you know, my sons, the work of my hands, you can do it. You know, and he did it. Commanded the sun, commanded the moon. So we find scriptures like that powerful. And that's what God is looking for. Somebody that will dare to believe God. You know, even the angels too. They're not happy when you just, you know, take a back seat and just relax and you don't get in the fight. No. They want you to get in the fight. Use God's word. They're waiting for the God's word out of your mouth. Once they hear it, they go into action. Praise God. So, men and brethren, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pray today. But first, I'm going to close this exhortation with a short prayer. Then we're going to pray. Well, remember that you mingle your prayer with praises and thanksgiving. You know, praise him for what he has already done. Enter this way into God's presence. And the power to move any object is at the bidding of those who have learned the secret of praise. And that's how you do it. And that's how David did it. Move mountains. He could move, even move God. You know, not just mountains. He move God. Prayed. God will stand up. You know, when David prayed, you know, that's right. God will blast with his nostrils. God will thunder upon David's enemies. That's a one man's prayer. God can do that. Or can your prayer do that? Well, let's practice contending prayer. Powerful prayer. Prayer that will not be denied. That's right. So, Father, I thank you. I give you praise and I give you glory, Lord. Your children are gathered together. That trumpet is blowing. Say, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm on my holy mountain. Well, I'm blowing the trumpet right now. Sound that shofar for battle in Jesus' name. It's a battle time this morning. Glory to God. And we're coming. Coming for you, devil. Anything that you're taking, we're getting it back. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We are powerful in the name of the Lord. We are victorious in the name of the Lord. John said, he said, you young men, I write unto you because you are stronger and you have overcome the devil. We're not weak. We are strong. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Build up your spiritual defenses. Let your defense be like munitions of rocks. A fortress, a mighty fortress is our God. David said, the Lord is my high tower. It's my fortress. It's my hiding place. My shield. It's my son. It's all these things. He knew how to call the Lord out. And the Lord responded in kind. Jeremiah said to the Lord, he said, Lord, you are the God of all flesh. There's nothing too hard for you to do. And then the Lord responded and said, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me to do? That's right. Nothing. You know, you call God out. You know, tell him how great he is, that he's the God of the universe. He's the God, even the one only, that can do and undo. That's right. Can open and no man can shut. Can shut and no man can open. You call him out like that, he will respond in kind. Say, yeah, I'm exactly that, and I will do that. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, Father, we thank you. As we go into prayer now, Lord, you know, I pray and I discharge every distraction in the minds of the people. Even in this hour of prayer, let our hearts be on the Lord and focus, and let's be in unity. Believe the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we will not be denied. I'm giving notice to anything, principality, powers, or anything. We're coming and we will not be denied. Glory to God. We will not take no for an answer. Syrophoenician woman, she would not be denied. She got what she wanted to. Praise God. Thank you, Father. We give you, Lord, the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, I want to call forth some prayer points. And as we call forth these prayer points, we're going to get in on that prayer. First thing, the praising the Lord. Next thing after that, we can pray prayers that relate to the kingdom. We have some kingdom projects. Then we're going to come around to our daily needs. We're going to come around to protection. We're going to come around to all these other things like Jesus taught them to pray. So first, let's take prayer of thanksgiving and prayer of praise. Let's tell the Lord how great he is. And I'll remember all, You know, Sammy said, I will remember you from the land of Hammon, the hill. Mizpah, and I will remember, the land of Jordan too, all the great things you've done. So prayer of thanksgiving and remembrance of all the great things that the Lord has done. Open your mouth and tell him how great he has been. Remind him of all the great things that he has done. In the name of Jesus. Sikarunda ba. Lord, I thank you for everything that you have done. Open your mouth and praise the Lord. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for what you continue to do. In the name of Jesus. Sikaboda shekaruba zanda. Liza noria bara katu. The times, O Lord, that you cut down the enemy from
above.
Lord, the times that you averted evil. I give you praise. The times, Lord, that we call upon you in our distress. You heard. Glory to God. I give you praise. The times, O Lord, that you sent a divine helper, destiny helpers into my life and the lives of my brethren and my children and my family. I give you praise. The times, Lord, that I couldn't even think about it or fight for myself, but you did it. I give you praise. And I give you honor. I give you glory, Lord. Lord, the times that you brought the inspiration of the Almighty. I give you glory. For healings, for deliverances, for miracles, for various things that you have done for us, I give you praise. Hallelujah. Lord, every time we come down, you know, travel, from day to day, so much evil out there. We hear accidents, we have evil all the time, on the land, in the air, everywhere. Lord, you have been good. And we give you praise. We thank you, Lord, because you have not given us over to the will of our enemies. Marakonde, Shetari, Ozandaba, Kauriala, Kite, Sutalis, Liandabo, Zikiri, Netakuj, and Yoriala Simaka. Thank you, Father, because you've been good. The Lord is good, and His mercy endure forever. Lord, we thank you. Thou, Lord, who are sworn by thy right hand, I will no more be thy cup. You will be meat for thy enemy, not thy wine. Drink for the sons of the stranger. Eat it and you drink of it in the courts of my holiness, said the Lord. You have promised that as you, my people, will eat in plenty, and they shall be satisfied, and they shall never be ashamed. We thank you. You have covered us. The kings round Redeemer, you have covered us with the borders of your coming from time to time. Lord, I give you praise. And because of that, I know that the Lord God will help me. I will not be ashamed. Therefore, I have set my face as a flint. Glory to God. Because I know I will not be confounded. I will not be ashamed. And for you, those times when the devil brought shame, when the devil brought trouble, Karabala Kuteri Bashandoria Saka. You say, for your shame and for your trouble, I will give you that double blessing. Lekaboze Kuteri Libra Zukandeva Kauria Bashindi. Libra, the devil has opened up his mouth to swallow. I will swallow at once, he said. They will come empty. The dragon, he couldn't swallow that child. The devil will not be able to swallow anything. Lisa Tobari Kanda Shekaruba Zaki. Likrabozi Kandema Kuria Labaha Shantoria Zapandoria. Liba Kuri Majan. Munitions of rocks. Begin to build it around your people. In the name of Jesus, call the fire of God around your people, in the name of Jesus, devouring fire, everlasting burning. Build a hedge against the demonic forces, serpentine spirits, you know, and all the evil forces that are trying to come against your children. I come against princes of any satanic altars, in the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. You know, they're screaming. I can hear them screaming. I come against sickness and disease. Thank you, Lord, because you have ordered it. You have created it together. Even salvation for your children. Coming out of darkness. God be the glory. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Well, let's take kingdom prayer. We've got the September to remember event coming. We don't want it to just be a social gathering or, you know, just come together. We like each other's faces. Well, that's there, but that's not enough. We want an encounter with God that will stay with us for many years, experience something in order to take us somewhere we've never been. Not where you've been, but where you've never been. Not what you know, but what you've never known. Glory to God. Not where you can even get to, somewhere you couldn't get to on your own. The Lord will elevate great things, deliverances, breakthroughs we are believing God for. And God will transform us from within, the champions of faith, by trusting God for that. And everything else, you know, Jesus one time he sent his disciples, you know, said, hey, go over there and grab an ass and a coat, bring them to me. And if anybody ask any question, say, well, the master hath need of it. Glory to God. Now, the master has need of certain things that we need to get this event together. And so we'll be praying about that as well. And we'll be praying for wisdom and inspiration of the Almighty. And we'll be praying for an outpouring of his anointing. He said, from the top of the head of Aaron down to the, you know, garments of his skirt, skirts of his garments. And like that anointing. And he said, there, the Lord commanded a blessing. Yeah, even life forevermore. So let's open our mouths in prayer. And the Holy Spirit will bring to you different aspects that you need to pray about. So prayer in Jesus' name. Oh, re kundis abalo she tarukasanda. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, Lord. This thing of the kingdom that you have commanded. Lord Father, let it be established. We know it's already established in heaven. Let it be established upon the earth. Phoenix, Arizona. It will witness something as the people of God come together in the name of Jesus. The Lord of tabernacle in our midst. The Lord will give us in the name of Jesus, Rima Zaikan Diva Shokan Deria Baza, Libra Zaka Deria Bajara Katoria Bazeka Deria, Libra Boza Kanda Borika Sheka Taria Baza, in the name of Jesus, only you can arise, Lord, enemies of your people. Health and wellness for them scattered. Enemies of your people's joy and happiness, let them be scattered. In the name of God, let there be the voice of joy, the voice of merriment, the voice of gladness. Glory to God. And he said, I will establish them. They shall not be filled. The congregation, their congregation will be established before me. Lord, you said their children shall be also as a fourth time. and that congregation shall be established in your name. I will punish all that oppress them. Glory to God. The nobles shall be also of themselves. And I will raise up, O Lord, people among us, O Lord, that can rule for wisdom in Jesus' name. Their governor, I shall take that glory and my hand that I shall be in my hand. I cause him to draw near and approach unto me. He shall be my people, said the Lord, and I will be your God. Ricky Tabo Jatara La Bose La Bosca Tarika Ruba Sikiri Matu Moriza Baturi Kashinda Katuri La Kada Boria Salakan La Shibatana Blessed be the Lord Lika Boja Turi Kashinda Rabaka Branka Sumi
In Jesus' name,
we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you are new to the room or the house, you may say, well, what in the world are they praying about? Well, that's because we're going to be having a gathering, in September, by the grace of God. That's what we were just praying about. Praise the Lord. The Lord called for it, and it is time to do it. And the Lord is going to, glorify himself. Praise the Lord, because the Lord is good. And when he put forth his hand, he said, the shepherd, the good shepherd, you know, when he puts forth his sheep, he goes before them and they follow him. Glory to God. And he said, well, they will not follow a stranger because they don't know the voice of strangers. Praise God. We will not follow the voice of strangers. We will not follow strangers. Praise the Lord. And for those who will say, well, you know, tell me more. There is a link I just posted up there. Find out more. Praise the Lord. But right now, I want to switch my attention to pray, you know, for God's will to be done in our lives. Yeah, because that's the other thing that Jesus said we should pray about. Now, that will be done in heaven. I mean, in earth, rather, as it is in heaven. God's word is already forever established in the heavens, Psalm 119, verse 89. Well, let it also be established in our lives and in our hearts. You know, so things are happening at times that we don't know, like the lesson we were still dealing with, the paradoxes of God. And then in scriptures, you know, things, God said one way, but things look a different way. But doing that thing that looks different is where the glory of God is coming. So I want us to take prayer that the will of God will be done in all our lives. No matter what you are facing today, the will of God be done in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Open your mouth and pray. The will of God be done in your life. The will of God be done in the life of your loved ones, your children, and your brethren. In the name of Jesus,
let your will be done. Lord, let your hand reveal your hand, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, when the enemy comes in,
let all the shakers stand against him in the name of Jesus. Be quiet, everyone.
Let your will be done. It is not your will.
Let the evil spirit let any stone in Jesus' name. Let the ark of the Lord return.
Let the ark of the Lord return.
the Lord return.
It is your will that we should be healed.
Let the ark of the Lord return unto us. Let there be a return of the ark of the promise. The return of the ark of promise. Let it come upon us, O Lord.
Your children be free, let them be set free, and let my people go. In the name of Jesus, let my people go. Lord, I pray and release for the children of God. Any of them that are heads and mouths are not living for you. Let your will be done. Situation when we are facing decision making, let your will be done. In the name of Jesus. Some are speaking, seeking spouses, Lord. Let your will be done. Show them the right way to go. Not all that glitters is gold. Let them know that's not always necessarily so. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Come and get the works of the devil in the lives of your children. In the name of Jesus, we will not fall to any of these tricks and any of his praise. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done in the lives of your children.
In Jesus' name,
we have praise.
Amen.
Jesus also said, Lord, he said, when you pray, he said, well, you know, give us this day our daily bread. That's right. You know, daily contact to prevent snares. We must come every day to the Lord. Not give me 10 years supply. Give me this day, glory to God, our daily bread. Tomorrow, we trust God again. The next day, as long as it is called today. So I want just to pray for all our needs. My God, he said, shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Not according to your job or your salary or the job you don't have or the salary you don't have, but according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. According to Philippians 4 and 19. I want us to take prayer for all our needs. Some people are even out of work, or you have reduced work, reduced income, or situation, whatever it is. Let us pray. The Lord will make ends meet. He's able to take the 5 loaves, the 2 fishes or the 2 loaves. And 5 fishes is able to take them and bless and multiply to meet all your needs. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Prayer in Jesus' name. Pray. It's okay to pray that your need will be met. Jesus said it. You know, give us this day our daily bread. Father, Lord, meet your children at the point of their need. In the name of Jesus. Lord, meet your children at the point of their need. Cause their head, O Lord, to be lifted up. Where there is a lack and a Lord, in the name of
Jesus also, you know, instructed us to pray against evil. Evil, you know, every time the devil is scheming, don't ever think the devil is silent. He's always planning something. Go out of your house, the devil is planning a drunk driver to try to slam into your car. You know, and all these kind of evils and different things and so on. You know, keep them from the evil, Jesus said, and pray. Lord, keep them from the evil. Prayer against evil. Father, I pray, Lord.
Father, deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the wickedness of the wicked.
We pray that
And there are also some things, you know, that the Lord himself is cooking that we may not know about. It's coming to us, some good stuff, you know. But the scripture says everything will work together for our good. Hallelujah. And so we're going to pray. You know, we're not going to just let anything, you know, just be, you know, like that. No. We're going to, Bible says, have you commanded the morning since thy day, as Job. Yeah, you can do that too. We're going to command. If you are in the morning time, command the morning. If you are in the daytime, command the day. The Lord said, concerning the works of my hands, command ye me, whether day, evening, morning, and so forth. Ask me of things to come, even concerning my sons. And we're going to pray good things to come for us. And anything that the devil is planning that is contrary, God will turn it around to good. The counsel of Ahithophel that God turned around. Yes. Anything that is, even those who are too strong for us, you know, people who are fighting the justice system that is actually unjust. I mean, unjust. There's no justice there. There's a lies and evils and different things that are there. God will turn things around in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We're going to pray. And if you exhaust what prayer that you know in your mind, pray in the spirit. That's a turbo boost of your prayer. Pray in the spirit. Hallelujah. So let's pray in Jesus' name. Every evil that is out there, God, you turn it around. And every good thing that God is doing for us, it will come to us unhindered. In the name of Jesus,
we lift them before your throne again.
We have to
deliver. I thank you, Lord Jesus, because I just told you. But I remember that little woman, she said, vindicate me. Lord, we will not give up on this, O God. We call upon your name. You are the just God. My God, my God. You execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. But I'm concerned in this matter, O God. Arise on the behalf of your people. Arise on the behalf of my brethren. Arise, and let your enemies be scattered. Let God arise, and let his enemies be scattered. No In the name of Jesus, success and victories everywhere. Those who are in our families, Lord, whether they be our children or grandchildren that are in school and colleges, that will be graduating this May, that are facing their final exam. Some have already taken those exams, but I give an increase in the name of Jesus. Cause them to be successful. So they shall be in health and not in care. In the name of Jesus, even when we gather together this morning, that our roof has come down. Holy Spirit, let us feel your influence in our midst. Let your power come down. Let your glory come down. Come into the kingdom of the Lord. Let your power come down. Let our roof has come down. Let your walk come to God. Let it break up for you.
because the yoke is broken because of the anointing.
Presence of the Lord that is in here to heal. The Bible says Jesus was teaching in a certain place and the power of the Lord was present to heal. Glory to God. I believe the power of the Lord is present, but I know, not just believe, I know that the power of the Lord here today is present to heal. So take advantage of it. And I'm going to pray against every form of sickness, small or great, makes the Lord no difference. Glory to God. I pray even against terminal diseases. You have someone that you know, either or even yourself, you know, maybe a member of the family or maybe whatever. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come against every spirit of illness, sickness, you know, spirits of infirmity, diseases among the people. The Bible says the Lord will remove every sickness from the midst of you. Thank you, Jesus. I will put none of these sicknesses upon you that I brought upon the Egyptians. And I will make a differentiation between my people and the rest of the world. Now, Lord, where there's any sickness or disease, Lord, there may be arthritis, maybe leukemia, it may be lymphoma, maybe cancers, maybe all different kinds of carcinomas. We come against them in the name of Jesus. Lika bojeterina bo zakaru tashelika. Even blindness, deafness. I come in dumbness. I call them out. All the spirit of death, of blindness, spirit of dumbness. Come out of you, the people of God. In the name of Jesus. Lika bojeterima karia. Arthritis, hands that are drawn up, fingers that are drawn up together. Loosen them, break them for in Jesus' name. Let there be a loosening of the bones, even where the muscles are bound, you know, and tensed and pressure and everything, losing that tension, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pains that are in the people, Lord, whether it's arthritic pain, whether it's any kind of internal pain, Lord, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Let your people experience relief in Jesus' name. Healing. Bible say, ought not this daughter of Abraham, this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be loosed? Thou art loosed, O woman, from thy infirmity. In the name of Jesus, I release the spirit of healing and deliverance over the womb in Jesus' name. The Bible says, whatsoever you shall release shall be released. Glory to God. Let the spirit of healing, let it flow even over the people, even now in Jesus' name. Yes, recovery of health, recovery of sight, recovery of anything that the enemy has taken. In the name of Jesus, come over your people, Lord. Come over your people. Bring that which only you can do. The name of Jesus is higher than every name. Peter said, and you know, this name of Jesus, through faith in his name,
has healed this man, giving him this perfect soundness that you now see before you all. Now, let the name of Jesus bring healing to everyone that is here. Healing of the mind too. Healing of the body in the name of Jesus. I come against mental illness in Jesus. Every mental oppression, every depressing spirit. The Bible says that God can heal and will heal. And Jesus will deliver even the brokenhearted. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let your people be set free from the powers and influence of darkness. I come against the princes of satanic altars that have risen up. Come against serpentine spirits. The Bible says scorpions and serpents and those things. I come against them in the name of Jesus. Trample them on their feet in Jesus' name. Glory to God. We have the power and we have the victory in the name of Jesus. Yeah, the enemy shall not exact upon the children of God. The sons of the wicked shall not afflict you. The rod of the unrighteous shall not, rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord bless and keep all his children. The Lord cause his goodness to pass before you and upon you in Jesus' name. The spirit of life that raised up Jesus from the dead, being that that spirit dwells in you, he shall also quicken your mortal flesh. In Jesus' name, let everybody's mortal flesh that's in here be quickened today. In Jesus' name, everybody that's at the sound of my voice, let their flesh be quickened. Let them respond in the name of Jesus. Ah, and let the heavens drop down. Ha, let the skies pour down righteousness. Let them both, even the earth, let it open up. Let them both bring forth salvation. Ah, the Lord has commanded it. Anyone in the room today and under the sound of my voice, or we hear this replay later, that is still wondering whether the Lord is good, well, come on in and taste. See and taste that the Lord is good. Amen. I pray that the Lord will cause the hearts of the people to turn toward the Lord, to put their faith in Jesus Christ for salvation. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. I give you, Lord, the praise, and I give you, Lord, the glory. Now, I want to take a special prayer for all the mothers that are in our lives, and the people who are mothers in one way or another. Many of you are physically mothers. You're also spiritual mothers. You're mothers to others. Women sometimes are even mothers to even their own husbands. I mean, they play that role, you know, and all of that. And these wonderful women that are in our lives. Being that this day in the United States celebrated as Mother's Day, I pray for all the mothers and the wonderful women, amazing women, godly women that God has put in our lives. We thank God for your lives and thank you for all you do. And we say happy Mother's Day for all of you. And I pray that all your tears over your children will be rewarded. Hallelujah. And I pray, Lord, for even mothers in waiting. Yes. The Bible says the Lord will make you a joyful mother of children. Glory to God. I pray in this room today, every woman, every married woman, every woman, even women that have lost their husbands and their mothers, some are even grandmothers. I pray for all of them. A great and special blessing from the Lord today. We honor them. Today, let them feel loved and feel celebrated and honored in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The grace and of our God Almighty be upon all the women in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for these women of power, women of faith, that godly women, women of prayer that you have put in our midst, that stand in the gap, that will not take a no for an answer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Continue, Lord, to strengthen them. Let them see the reward of their souls over, you know, all their children and their grandchildren. Let them be satisfied. You know, bring forth even, Lord, many, many more sons and daughters for those who are waiting in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless every woman of faith that's in the room here today. The godly women, the mothers, the wives, the grandmothers. God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. And I want to pray a special enablement of the Holy Spirit, enablement of the Holy Spirit over the women. Praise God. The Bible says that there is neither male nor female in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. These women, Lord, let them not feel that they are less than anyone in the spirit, in the spiritual realm. We are joint heirs with Christ, heirs together of the grace of life. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And the spirit of God that is in the women, the same spirit that is in the men. And let the men also honor their wives, even not just today, but every day in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray the grace and power and the wisdom that God has given to the women. They will be godly and wise women to build their own houses up, not to tear it down with their own hands, but build it up in the name of Jesus. Praise God Almighty. Thank you, Father. Lord, let them also stand up and be counted for Christ. Glory to God. Wherever these women are, let them shine. Let their lights shine. Let the people see their good works and give glory to God in the name of Jesus. And those that help us, women who are helpers in the ministry and helpmates for their husbands, Lord, we pray that you continue to enable them in the name of Jesus. Even as they support their husband, let their husbands also support them in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All the glory, all the honor be unto our Lord God, even on this day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.